is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, an update on the lady that was facing 93 days in jail because of a garden.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we'll give you the latest on that here in a little bit. But joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
But first, we go to your phone call. Zach is in Arizona. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Oh, hi, guys. I love your show, by the way.
Thanks, Zach. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, in Arizona right now, I saw something on the news a couple of days, yesterday, actually. CPS, Child Protective Services, is wanting to take obese children away from family members because they're obese.
Oh, dear. Now, where is this?
Arizona.
This is in Arizona.
Okay.
Now, I believe that this is a total violation of personal rights for a family, you know, like a father or mother. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. I mean, I think when most people think of CPS, that they, you know, what they want from their child protective services is to get a child out of the very worst situations where they're being brutalized, you know, perhaps imprisoned, raped, beaten, these kind of things. But they're as with all government agencies, their mission tends to creep. It you know, often they'll say just the very idea that just, you know, something might have happened. They have no proof. They just suggestion. They'll take your kid away and make you prove otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, see, the thing that people need to realize is that, you know, I mean, Child Protective Services doesn't even do a good job at, like, protecting kids from being beat. I mean, there's some cases that they do save kids, but...
Well, right. Sometimes the Child Protective Services agents are the molesters themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, they can't get a hold on that. Like, why would they take away my kid for him being well-fed? I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, give him a cheeseburger. You know, I give him a cheeseburger every now and then, but, you know, he eats a cheeseburger. Am I a bad parent for doing that? Because I fed him.
When have they started doing this, and how many children have they done this to?
Yeah, is this a proposal, or is it actually happening?
They're talking about it, okay. And I'm just voicing my opinion about it. And, sure. You know, feeding my kid just because I'm fat and taking them away, you know, it's like coming to my household saying, hey, kid, you're too fat, you're coming with us. Now,
that's exactly what it is.
It's coming. I mean, this is absolutely the next. It's
sure,
war, the
definitely.
War on obesity. You can believe it's coming.
Well, we already have a situation where, like in L.A., there was a portion of L.A. where they banned all new fast food restaurants from being built. So the existing restaurants were grandfathered in, of course, and essentially this protects the existing restaurants from new competition. But the excuse is that, well, people are too fat, so let's just ban fast food restaurants. That'll solve the problem. Or like in New York City where they banned trans fat. Or, you know, you name it. There are already examples out there of these government know-it-alls basically imposing their particular belief system of what's good for you on everyone
exactly.
By force.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to say is, like, okay, kids could be getting fat because they eat a lot, but there's also, like, there's a syndrome, like, one I believe is called the Prader-Willi syndrome, something like that, where you can eat about 800 to 1,000 calories a day, but you can still get obese by that. And if my kid has something like that, you know, and I give him, like, I don't know, I give him healthy food and he still gets fat off of it, and the CPS comes in and takes my kid away, you know, they're calling me a bad father because my kid has a disability.
It's right. I would say that there's no circumstance where parents should be separated from their child for the amount that they're feeding them. I mean, I can't come up with, you know, even a child that is bound to a bed because of the amount of food that his parents are giving him. I don't think it's good, but I don't see CPS as having a role there. As far as I'm concerned, CPS's sole role, and I don't think they stick to it, is to separate children from families that beat them, imprison them, or rape them.
Yeah.
Well, if you think this is a bad prospect right now, just wait, because once the government gets their hands on more of the health care in this country, for instance, then they're going to have an excuse.
Yeah, they're going to do this to adults.
Fat
camps.
If you get this one-size-fits-all government health care solution, then the government at that point will have their budget to be very concerned with, and they'll decide things like, well, You know, if you aren't taking care of yourself in the way we say, if you're not eating the food pyramid, or if you're not eating, you know, this specific government-approved diet, and we find out about it, then you're not going to get covered. And they can do the same thing with your kids. Well, if your kids aren't eating the government-approved diet, then you aren't going to be covered. And, in fact, if you're feeding them things that we disagree with, we're going to go ahead and take them away from you. I mean, this it's already happening, as you're pointing out here. They're already talking about this. And having the government take care of health care would give them even more of an incentive to behave in this way.
Yeah. And, I mean, most of the time, like, you know, you can motivate kids. You can motivate kids all you want to, you know, get out there, run around, play fun, you know, get a healthy life, you know. But that's motivation. That's not really like saying, like, I want you to do this. You know, like me, when I was back in junior high school, when I was in elementary school, I was like fit, skinny, you know. When I got into junior high school, I got so stressed out with schoolwork, it was a little bit harder, that I actually started eating more, got fat, you know, and then high school came around. Well, in high school, you know, a U.S. Army recruiter talked to me, and I got interested in joining the Army. And then I decided that, okay, you know, I'm going to join the Army. I can lose this weight myself. Now, did the government did CPS come in and say, you need to lose weight? The
recruiter you did it for your own reasons, whatever those were. And I thank you, Zach, for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. It's a great topic for discussion. 800-259-9231.
The Arizona government, I think, is just crazy. Outright crazy people.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, they're right next door to California. So.
But they're the red state. You know, they're what you get when you get a real red state, I'm afraid. And people imagine, there's a lot of Republicans out there that imagine that somehow electing Republicans will make us free in America. And it's absolutely ludicrous. Take
no evidence
a look
for it.
There are plenty of red states out there. Take a look. Are they free?
Uh-uh.
Is South Carolina doing that great? How about Arizona? Texas? I mean,
Look at the Republicans in the national level offices. They grow government at a greater clip in some cases than Democrats have. So whatever. They're all bad. They're all the same. They're all, you know, two sides of the same big government coin. But to go back real quick on his point about the government, people taking away kids for being too fat, or for not being fed the right things. Well, is the suggestion there that because the fat child gets into the hands of the government, that the government's going to be successful at making them skinny? I mean, come on. This is the government we're talking about. Remember, incentives are backwards when it comes to government. So if you think for a moment that because the government takes away a child, like let's say you're somebody that supports this idea, and you think that the government should take away obese children because the government's somehow going to be able to help this situation, remember, you're talking about the government, and the government fails at pretty much everything that it tries to do. In many cases, it'll just fail outright or create the opposite of its intentions. So if you look at most government programs, when government programs fail, they get paid more. They get more money. So, in fact, the bureaucrats in the program that are the Get the Kids Fit program of the CPS, they're not going to have that great of an incentive necessarily to thin out the kids because, well, if their kids are fat, they're still going to get funding. In fact, they might get more funding. Oh, man, these kids are just not losing the weight. We're going to need to have more money to come in here so we can hire more experts or whatever their excuse will be at that point. All I'm saying is don't expect the government's going to succeed where these parents were failing.
Certainly. Yeah, that's definitely the point to be made. The government fails. They try to outlaw all these other things, prohibit the alcohol trade. You saw what that did. Now the war on drugs. You see how that's really working well, isn't it? Drugs are so hard to come by.
And a war on fat.
Right, a war on fat is just going to give us more fat people. Is that the
result?
Wouldn't
surprise me.
But what are they going to do with these kids? I mean, are they putting them in foster homes or is it like fat camps? As Mark mentioned, I mean, what are they going to do to help these kids? I don't get it.
A valid question.
You know, the government's all about back padding and log rolling, and the dairy industry, the meat industry, the grain industry, these organizations are extraordinarily powerful. That food pyramid is set up based on some of those relationships, and I would expect that many of those organizations really want to see Americans fat. Do you really want the government in between you, trying to mediate between an organization that wants you fat and then trying to tell you thin? I mean, does it make it tell you to be thin? Does that make any sense?
And then on the other hand, on one hand, you get the government saying you need to make sure your kids are skinny or else. On the other hand, you got the government saying, oh, you can't have that vegetable garden in your front yard. We've got an update on the lady that was facing 93 days for having a vegetable garden in her front yard. What's happening there? We'll tell you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmer's Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 14th, 2000. Gold opened this morning at $15,88.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,28.53, $8,14.27 for a half ounce, or $4,07.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,28.53, $8,14.27, and $4,07.13.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring in what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Take control of these airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. We do give them to you, unlike those other talk show hosts. They want to charge you for their sites. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content there. So if you see something online that you think is interesting and you would like our other listeners and maybe us to see it, then you submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com, and then others get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it, talk about it on the air, other listeners are more likely to read it, and it's you guys voting and participating that has helped Free Talk Live break into the top 100,000 websites on the entire internet, which
that's great.
Yeah, I was checking the Alexa rankings just recently, just by coincidence, not because of the top 20 libertarian sites that just came out, or excuse me, top 50 libertarian sites that just came out.
Free Talk Live is 20?
Number 20. On
yeah, that's
list.
Awesome.
Yeah. But I was just looking just for the heck of it, and we were above 100,000 for a while, I mean, for quite a long while, and now we're around 89,000, so the 89,000th most popular site in the world. Thank you. It's all because of you. Anyway, freetalklive.com. Get on over there and get interactive.
You know that the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that a new currency will at some point take over, and wouldn't you like to be in the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to be only increasing with time. They've been trending upward. You can find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month or two. Your dollars have been going down. Bitcoins have been going up. Weusecoins.org.
Let's go to you and your thoughts here and talk to Scott, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Great, Scott. What's on your mind?
I heard you talking about child procurement services and fat kids.
Yeah.
And, I just had to get in on that a little bit.
Go ahead, sir.
Because I've had some friends of mine that had run-ins with the child procurement services. I'm going to call them exactly what they are.
You're being too nice. They're kidnappers. They're government-approved kidnappers.
Okay, well, that works, too. But one of the things is, I don't know, it seems like we've got some, as far as you were talking about the food, too, you got to take away from being fat and this and that because they're not having, they either have enough to eat or they don't have enough to eat or they're not eating the right things. And, look at the role models that they've got. I mean, here's Michelle Obama, right? And she's putting out all this stuff about, oh, we got to eat healthy, 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 and then turns around herself and she's eating, French fries and hamburgers and cheeseburgers and everything else. You know, you can't do that.
It's healthy when I do it. I'm the government.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, the government can do a lot of things that a common layperson can't.
You want it screwed up beyond belief, that's when you get government involved.
No doubt.
Yeah, they're very good at that.
Absolutely. What else did you want to share?
Well, I don't know if I told you the time I was working on some rental property. A friend of mine had one of the houses, and they had I was over there in probably December or January, I can't remember, it's been a while back, and I just remember it was cold. I was over working on a furnace, and they come by because they were saying something about the they didn't have heat or whatever, and I said, well, I'm here, I'm taking care of the heat, and she asked me my name. I said, I'm not giving you my name. So that's not relevant.
Hold on. Who is it that came by? Some government
this
agent?
This was Child Protection with CPS.
So they come by because somebody had reported that there was no heat in the house?
Right. And I said, I'm by there. I'm in the middle of fixing the heat. Got the heat on. It's running. And they get there. And, I said, look, I don't have to give you my name, first of all. And, I'm not going to do that. And
good
second
on you.
Of all, these children, because first she wanted to go and take the children back and talk to them alone.
Mm-mm.
And I said, I don't think that's a very good idea. And she said, well, who are you? I said, it doesn't matter who I am. And I said, I'm trying to help my friends out here. And I said, because I'm going to keep them from getting screwed.
You're the landlord, right, in this situation?
Yeah.
That's awesome of you, by the way, to stand up for your tenants like that. Good on you.
What they did, I mean, this is what blew my mind. And basically, she said, well, you can't get involved. Are you, relative or what? I said, no, I'm not. And I said, but it doesn't really matter who I am. I said, and second of all, these people here, they're trying to do the best they can do. As far as I know, his kids aren't wards of the state, and neither are they. And you can get out of my house. And basically told her to leave. And she left. She said, well,
good
we'll be back.
You.
I said, that's fine.
But we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Did she come back?
They never had any trouble with him again.
Good. Did she come initially with an enforcement agent, like a cop?
No, not that time. She didn't.
Okay, so she was all alone then. She was just kind of checking things out by herself.
Yeah, she was all alone at that time.
I bet she would have behaved differently if she had an armed man with her. And good for you, though. Did you let her in the house initially? How did she get to you?
I was already in the house working. They had, I was working, like I said, I was in the middle of working on the furnace, and they happened to, I heard of somebody at the door, and, I yelled out, I said, better get the door. She was at the door, and they ran up to the door, and, she come in, she did her whole thing, said, well, this is who I am, here another thing that bothered me, too. Here she is. She comes in. She's dressed to the nines. I mean, half of what she's wearing, I'm sitting there going, dear God, she spent a freaking fortune on what she's wearing. And, talking to people that, can't afford clothing and food themselves.
So I don't understand that it was the tenants that were home at the time, they actually let her in?
They actually let her in, yes.
I see. That's where the first mistake was made. But you did a great job picking up the ball and letting this woman know she was not wanted.
You chased the fox out of the hen house, that's for sure.
You really did a great job with that. I think people should look up to you as an example on that one. Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you. Refusing to give his name, good move.
Yep.
There's no reason, first of all, to talk to these people. Period. If somebody comes to the door and you don't know who they are, you don't have any reason to talk to them, let alone let them into your home. If you feel the need to talk to them, you can talk to them through the door or go outside and lock the door behind you.
Hand them a piece of paper with your telephone number on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that necessarily.
Call me.
Well, I guess the one benefit of that would be you could possibly record the call if you had the right setup.
That's a good setup. That's a good thing to have.
But better than that, grab a video camera.
Video cameras scare the bejesus out of them.
Right, yeah, just oh, hold on one moment.
Be happy to talk to you. Let me get my video camera.
Right, just, no, you don't say that. hold on one moment. Close the door. She'll stand there and wait. And then you come out right out with the video camera rolling on her. Okay, yeah, how can I help you today? And see what she does at that point. I don't give you consent to record me.
Get off my land.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly right.
You know, we were talking previously about website rankings and stuff like this, and we had some information come out today.
You are so excited about
this. I am excited about this.
I think this is the least important topic.
I think this is a very important topic. Free Talk Live, 5 years ago? You did.
You better cover it in the next 30 seconds.
I can't do it in 30 seconds. There's no way. 5 years ago, you did a ranking of Free Talk Live's website versus other websites of other major talk show hosts. And Free Talk Live is, close to the top 10?
We're number 11.
Number 11 most viewed website.
But that's only comparing us to the top radio audiences out there. It doesn't include all of the talk shows out there. Anyway, more coming up here with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a
purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends tomorrow. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends tomorrow.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want and dial in at 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. 9231, and we invite you to our website. We've got news updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in, keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us. You can do it via email, Facebook, Twitter, whichever works best for you. It's all free. news.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver on a regular basis. I'm a fan of silver. I think you can get more of it. It's more usable in barter situations. But, you know, get what you want. I think precious metals are the place to be. It seems to me the government's going to continue to print money. They're going to continue to debase and devalue the currency. We're going to have a currency crisis within the next half decade. I don't know when. That's what I'm foreseeing for me and my family. So I'm investing in gold and silver. I think you should, too. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and get several types there. You can help Free Talk Live, help Genesis Communications Network, and get some of the best prices on gold and silver on the Internet. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. As we continue with you and your thoughts, your calls, we go to Daryl listening in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, I want to do something that is very odd for your show.
Okay, Daryl.
Congratulate the government for being incompetent.
Okay, where? In what way?
Well, specifically in Washington, D.C., and specifically a prosecutor for the Roger Clemens perjury trial.
Okay, I remember something. I've heard something about this. Apparently, Roger Clemens was being brought up on trial by the House or the Senate or something for having taken steroids, as if you know this organization should be trying somebody.
Potentially perjuring himself in a testimony before Congress.
Okay,
gotcha. Back in I think it was 2008 when he actually testified, and they just didn't get around to the trial. The prosecutors attempted to use evidence that the judge had previously said don't use.
Mm-hmm.
It was a video where apparently Representative Elijah Cummings from Maryland had video of another baseball player telling him, or the baseball player's wife telling him, that her husband was told by Clemens that he used steroids. That video was banned, you know,
that's hearsay.
It's not evidence, can be used.
Right.
Well, today was the second day of the trial. Prosecution shows that video.
Oops.
With the quote from Laura Pettit up on the screen. They paused the video, and the judge calls prosecution and defense up. The quote still up on the screen in front of the jury for 5 minutes.
What was the quote again?
The quote is specifically, I, Laura Pettit, do depose and state in 1999 or 2000, Andy, that was her husband, told me he had a conversation with Roger Clemens in which Roger admitted to him using human growth hormones. So that quote was up on the screen for 5 minutes.
And this was specifically what had been ruled inadmissible as evidence.
And then they paused it and kept it up there for 5 minutes.
This was inadmissible. Yes. So they declared a mistrial.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that mistrial is saving potentially millions of dollars.
You don't think they'll try it again just for the purposes of dragging, you know, a big-name celebrity through the mud?
As of right now, the judge has said that they'll do a continuation on September 2nd to determine whether or not they will try to get a new jury and go ahead. But as of right now, it's looking like they will not try to prosecute.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's certainly true that sometimes their incompetence works out in your favor. And by the way, when you we talked about not taking the plea deal on this program, and I highly recommend people, this is one of those little steps that folks can take when they're going after you for something like a parking ticket or whatever. Don't plea out. Go ahead and take it to trial. Go ahead. Make them prove the case. That's what I'm going to do here. Starting next week, I've got an arraignment in Concord, New Hampshire. So I'm actually going to spend however much money it costs me to get in gas up to Concord, which is going to be more than the $10 parking ticket on the first trip. And I'm going to have to take a second trip later for the actual trial, presuming they go through with it. It sounds like they're going to.
Why not?
So I'm going to have to make two trips to Concord. It's going to be like, I'm going to spend $100 in gas and food and, you know, time, more than that in time, just to essentially challenge this parking ticket. But it's the principle of the matter. I'm not going to give them their $10 or $40 or whatever, because it's gone up because I didn't pay it initially, so they increased it. But I'm not going to pay that. And the thing is, when you actually take these things to trial, you then really start to see all the holes in their case. Like, for instance, this parking ticket that they left on my car, they're saying that I parked the car in an area where there's no parking. But I'm not going to testify here on the air or anything like that. But they clearly got the form wrong. Like, they filled out their complaint form incorrectly. Now, it won't matter when it comes to trial, because I'd have to testify against myself, in order to disprove what they are saying. But nonetheless, there's just so many mistakes that these people make. And they don't want to have to go to trial, because then they actually have to make a case. And then their mistakes will become as clear as day. And even if you end up getting convicted, it still shows them for being incompetent. And it can be fun to, you know, make them actually have to jump through the hoops. And that's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, yeah, I mean, isn't the idea of bureaucracy to overcomplicate and create more paperwork than you have to, and to be incompetent? I mean, That's kind of goes hand in hand with what they've created there for themselves.
Right. Well, they want to throw as much stuff at you as they possibly can to intimidate you into just taking the plea bargain. I mean, $10 would have made this go away. And that's why most people take the plea deal. And when you pay a parking ticket, you're pleading guilty. So that's the plea deal. When you send off the $10 in the envelope and you send it to them, that's your plea deal. So they like that stuff because they don't actually have to work.
Sure.
And if enough people made them work, they would be so frustrated, they would give up on a lot of this stuff. They would just they wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to have the number of trials necessary.
That's right.
It's not enforceable. What they do is they'll either make it so that you can't fight parking tickets in some way or another. They'll just stamp some new law that says there's no more taking parking tickets to trial. You're guilty.
Mm.
And or they'll stop giving parking tickets or something. I don't know. But either way, it's an advantage because if people say, well, you mean I am guilty just because your enforcement agents, your enforcement agent is now judge, jury, and executioner? Yes. This is as long as you can show these people for the violent thugs that they are. I had a speeding ticket recently. I objected. I said the judiciary and the executive were in collusion. I said that the judge, you let this guy in here with a gun. You took away my 1-inch blade pocket knife.
Yep.
And then when I brought up the Constitution, the judge told me that I couldn't bring it up. I was questioning a witness. He gave legal advice to the police officer. Tell me there's not collusion between the judiciary and the executive. We don't have a judicial system anymore, people.
No,
it's gone. If we ever did,
that's all we have is a government. One Leviathan that all it does is destroy.
More coming up here with your calls, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to James in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. James.
Hey, Mark. Hey, and how are you guys doing?
Hey, JJ's here as well. What's on your mind tonight, James?
I'm a new listener. I started listening after attending Porkfest 2011.
Wow, excellent.
And I highly recommend anyone attend if they've not.
Porkfest 2012 coming up June 18th through the 24th of 2012. Mark your calendars.
Yeah, and I'm planning on actually moving to New Hampshire in a few months.
Excellent.
And referring to your call from the guy from Canada, it's kind of absurd. I'm moving from Georgia. I guess I'm going to be taking a job away from a local, so I guess I need to go get a work visa.
You're referring to a call from a different night that didn't happen tonight, but the suggestion by some border guard apparently to somebody who was trying to cross the border was that he couldn't come over and sell some books at a convention because it was going to take a job away from an American, which is absolutely absurd. I think that's the point you're making, but you're welcome to elaborate and continue with us here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Always nice to hear of new people planning to make the move to New Hampshire. The more that come up here, the better. The more numbers we have, the more people can refuse to pay parking tickets and such and crush the system under its own weight completely peacefully. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, MAINE Military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Even if it means you're running low, it's made enough time for your call. But you're going to have to make it now at 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do it for as little as $3 a month. We take that $3 in, we add it to other people's $3, and then we take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people around the world to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to join up. AMP stands for, by the way, Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's the purpose of the show, or the program. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card via PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our site. And do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project is an organization that's important to me. It's important to many of the people here on the show. Most folks that you hear on Free Talk Live have picked up and moved their lives for the Free State Project. And if you know anything about the Free State Project, there's this 20,000 signer mark that is sort of the goal to reach. And it's taken a little while to get there. I've come up with a new plan for reaching that 20,000 by reaching out to people in either petitioning situations or telephone calling situations. I've, you know, working together with some prominent Free Staters who you've heard on the air here, Jason Osborne, Will Buchanan, Brian Travis, to get this put together. It's called freestatenow.com, and it allows the average person that is involved in the Free State Project. You don't have to be involved. You don't have to be a signer or a friend or anything, but likely those are the people that this is targeted at. Allows them to sponsor a new signer. The Free State Project currently spends about $100 per person to get folks in advertising to get folks to sign up. This project allows you to sponsor somebody for $35. That's a third of the rate. Go over there today and sponsor 1, 3, or 10 signers. Please do it today. We need your help. It's freestatenow.com.
800-259-9231. We continue here. I think we still have James in Georgia with us. James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So, James, you were talking about making the move up to New Hampshire, and I feel like we didn't give you a chance to get all your thoughts out.
Yeah, I guess my main point is it's important to realize that just because more people move to an area, the goods and services actually increase and you have a higher standard of living. So you should want people to come down here from Canada and spend money and sell things. it doesn't hurt the economy, and that's so ridiculous to think that it does.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody that is of this mindset that you can somehow close things down and lock people and products out of this country and somehow have an economic boom don't even understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, when I move from Georgia, I'm going to be taking my money out of the local bank. I'm going to not be living here. I'm not going to be spending money. So it's a loss for them. It's a gain for New Hampshire. So I guess that's my point.
Well, absolutely. And plus, just these people that want to stop people from coming here, they also want to stop products from coming here as well. And me being able to buy a product from wherever increases my quality of life. And it increases the it lowers the cost of living as well, because I have that many more competitive options out there. I have the world that I can purchase from. Whatever product or service I'm looking for, I can go anywhere where I think the best deal is or the best product is or whatever it is my criteria are in purchasing. I can go to wherever that is rather than being restricted by some arbitrary line in the sand, line in the forest somewhere that says, well, you can't buy something from somebody who – it's like I can't buy something from someone in Montreal, but I can buy these people that want to lock everything down. But they'd be okay with me buying from you in Georgia, even though Montreal's closer than Georgia, as though the distance is some sort of an issue. It's the boundaries that matter to
them. Yeah, that's a good point. And so, society works better when you don't hinder the flow of commerce.
Yep, exactly right.
Here in Keene, it's pretty much like a trading post in this part of the state. It's very close to the Vermont border and the Massachusetts border, so people come over to Keene to buy things because there's no sales tax. So you'll have a lot of money from Massachusetts and Vermont coming into the Keene economy. You also have a lot of people getting work across the border.
Yeah, but see, in Georgia, when we got the sales tax, it's, oh, we're going to tax these out-of-state people. But they don't realize they're going to quit coming if you tax them.
Right,
that's kind of interesting.
James, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800.
Right, it's ludicrous. People come across the border for several reasons in New Hampshire, but one of them's liquor. Because you can get liquor cheaper at the New Hampshire liquor store than you can in Massachusetts and I think Vermont too. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know but I know definitely Massachusetts.
And cigarettes, of course.
And cigarettes too. So if we were to raise the taxes, well, they've got lots of people coming across the border for liquor. Let's double the taxes on liquor.
There go your sales.
Would the people continue to come across the border?
Of course not.
You would only answer yes if you're a politician. Only a politician could be so remotely stupid, so remarkably stupid, as to believe that you can raise the taxes on something that's being purchased and that it won't affect the amount of things being purchased. People are coming over and purchasing liquor in New Hampshire because of the taxes in Massachusetts.
That's right.
800-259-9231. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We go to Shadow, listening in Huntsville to WPHP. Hello, Shadow.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm sitting in the middle of a lightning storm down here. But
ooh, that's always fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty,
I,
as long as it doesn't strike you or your home or things that are important to you.
Yeah, we got a nice channel here, Channel 11. It's what they call retro TV, and it's got shows on 50s, 60s, 70s, and so on. And Police Story is one I like, dog. But, you know, even with that program or all the other cop shows, it's always amazing how they show, like, if you get a crooked cop in there, you know, he just turns into a pariah and he's gone and all like that, you know.
It ain't like that in real life.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, Hollywood's out of touch or they're trying to pass a message or something, because these days, at least from the 80s, my own personal observation, you're not going to make it as a cop unless you're a crooked cop, you know.
What is it that I love what Adam Kokesh said from Adam versus the Man. The first time I heard him say it was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival when he was recording his show there. That I think the to paraphrase, his quote was something like, you know, it's the bad cops that give the other 5% a bad name, or something like that. The bad apples that give the other 5% a bad name. Anyway, Shadow, thanks for the call and the thoughts.
Okay.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You want a good police show? Police Squad with Leslie Nielsen from the 1970s.
Oh,
I don't know. Police Squad, I don't know.
I haven't seen it since I was younger, and I probably need to see it again because there's probably all kinds of jokes I didn't get. But it was funny enough back then. I know it's, I mean, being a fan of Airplane and Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Essentially, Mark, it's the precursor to the Naked Gun movies. Did you ever get to see any of those?
I never watched any of them, no.
Really?
Wow.
Have you seen Airplane?
No. I saw parts of it.
Oh, man.
You know,
you're not much into the you know,
I just
the
got
culture,
motivated by,
you know,
sometimes.
The culture of this country and the people and it's blah, blah,
just
blah.
Not motivated. Just not motivated. Just not motivated.
Why do you hate America?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. All right, Mark, give me a good comedy movie. A Mark approved comedy film.
Well, I have enjoyed the Adam Sandler stuff. There where
really?
He gets into a fist fight with Bob Barker.
Mm.
That's some funny stuff. Bob's just like sticking him in the face.
I thought that movie was okay.
Boom.
I don't really.
Which one
I've seen
that?
A couple of his. The Happy
was,
Gilmore.
They
Happy
all
Gilmore.
Sort of blend together.
Yeah, indeed they do. I'll give you that. That they tend to be. It's Adam Sandler
getting
acting
mad.
Like a fool.
Yeah, Adam Sandler getting mad and going crazy.
So here's the news out of Oak Park. It's a follow-up on the young lady who, I guess she's a mom. She had some kids coming over to her yard. They were taking care of these gardens, Mark. What do you call them? The raised bed?
Raised bed gardens,
raised
yeah.
bed gardens. She tore out all the grass from her yard because grass sucks. And she put these raised bed gardens in. The city of Oak Park comes after her with a threat of 93 days in jail over this. It blows up into a viral story on the internet. People are calling from all over the place. According to the story here at DebtNews.com, the Detroit News, the government bureaucrats got barraged with emails and even threatening phone calls. Have since then filed the paperwork to drop the charges.
Wow.
They didn't bother to tell Ms. Bass, however. They just, you know, were going through that process. And
you know, I think these bureaucrats believed, I mean, when this one guy was interviewed on television, they just believed that, well, this is what people support. They support the rule of law. And this isn't what people support. People want to believe that the law is fair, and they're coming more and more to the conclusion it's not.
However, it's not over. Because other charges against Julie Bass have been resurrected, this time for not having licenses for her two dogs. According to her attorney, she says that the issue's been taken care of. She believed that she had gotten the licenses. She believed she had gone through that process.
Why do you need a license for a dog?
So they can say no?
Right. I don't even think. They just want the money.
No. So they can say no.
I've got chickens.
The license thing is all about saying no. That's why the original marriage license is there, and the gun license.
In this case, it's about money. I agree that you know they may be able to tell you that. But
by the way, the dog license, not having that, that's a misdemeanor in Oak Park. So guess what? She's facing 93 days for not having a dog license.
Same thing.
Crazy. We'll be back tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Andrew Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.